All right, hello. Hi. Just give a short testimony, hopefully short, but how I ended up coming to JSCM. And so I was here last year actually for like 95 days, I think. So for over 3 months. So last summer I was here actually, and I wasn't at JSCM, and I was actually at another church, and I really felt that God had called me to that church. And when I look back to it, you know, I can totally see why, and it was totally, you know, I really feel like I was following God's calling. And so this year, you know, this past year was my senior year at school. And so it was a long year. I had a lot of responsibilities. It was very, very burdensome almost and very tiring. You know, by the end of the school year, I was just like, this first semester I took like 21, 22 credits, which is a lot. And I actually did, I don't know, it was good. And I did that just so like second term, I could take 12 credits. So which is what I did. Second term, I took 12 credits, one of them was like pass fail too. It was my Hebrew Bible class actually. But you know, I did that so that, you know, I could have more fun, right? But then I just ended up having more responsibilities at my ministry. You know, which was good. But you know, by the end of my senior year, you know, along in May or April, I was just so burned out, you know, I was so tired, you know, and as I was graduating, I remember the last time leading worship, and I was like, yes, I'm done. I'm never going to have to lead worship again. And I remember thinking that, and I was like, yeah. And then so, you know, how I came to Korea, you know, I had other plans for this year. I had other plans, and my sister, she went to a job fair, and she was looking at different international schools across the world. And she ended up taking a position at one in Korea, right? And so she inquired about, you know, they had another position open, and she asked for me if I could have that position, you know, for them. And then they're like, oh, just tell your brother to apply. And so I applied, and I got the offer, and the guy was like, you have one day to decide. And I was like, and I really, really didn't know what to do. And so I started praying. And as I was praying, it was just really weird because, you know, I thought, you know, like if you're in a situation like that, you know, you pray, you know, God, you know, should I go to Korea or not? You know, give me a sign. But it's weird because as I was praying and as the Spirit was leading, you know, my prayer would turn into, or this is just how it started actually. The whole time it was just, God, I pray for ministry opportunities in Korea. You know, show me things to do when I get to Korea. And that was a prayer that God put on my heart. And he's like, Brian, you're going to Korea, whether you like it or not. You don't even have to ask. And so, you know, I took that calling and I accepted the offer like the following day. And I wrote the guy an email and, you know, I could totally see God's hand through all of it. And, you know, even when I got here though, you know, I was just so burdened and I was just so tired, you know, after my, you know, time serving at school. And I was just like, God, you know, I'm just going to take a break from you. You know, I'm just going to take a break from ministry. I'm going to take a break from doing all these things. And, you know, that was kind of my heart coming in. You know, I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to work, you know, I'm going to make a lot of money, you know, I'm going to send that money back, you know, I'm just going to, you know, be a good son. You know, I'm going to focus on that and that's going to be it. All right, you know, I'll go to church, you know, but that's about it. All right, you know, that was kind of my mentality. That's kind of what I was thinking, even though God had told me he had brought here for, you know, purposes other than that. And so, you know, when I came, you know, I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to return to the church I was at last summer. And, you know, first Sunday I came to JSCM, you know, because a bunch of my friends were here and, you know, I had to say hi. I had to say hi to Christian, right? And, you know, I had to give my greetings. And then second Sunday, I didn't know if I was going to come back, you know. I saw God was doing so many things and like, you know, that when people are here, you know, they're involved and, you know, they're all for it. I'm like, I don't know if I want that right now. And so that morning I went to the other church and then, you know, afterwards I left early and I was like, I found myself going to JSCM and I had my headphones on and I was listening to one of my favorite worship songs, Savior King. And the thing with this song is like, I've never once heard it used in a worship setting, not once. And like, I've been to so many different worship events, you know, just throughout my, you know, past few years since the song was made, and I've never once heard it. And, you know, I prayed this prayer. I was just like, God, you know, if you want me to go to JSCM, let them play this song during worship. And I was like, wait, you know, that's such a stupid prayer. I'm going to take it back. You know, what if they don't play it? And then I just kind of like copped out of that prayer. And then I came, you know, in the first part of that worship service, they didn't play it. And the closing song, and then, like, that melody comes on, and I was like, oh, no. And then, you know, Brian Kim, the other Brian Kim, you know, he led us in the song of Savior King. And I was just like, this is really weird. And, you know, from then I kind of just, I saw God's hand and really calling me to this church. And, you know, I didn't know what I was going to do in the church or anything, but, you know, I knew I really did feel God's calling. It's weird. I was talking to someone later and, you know, they were just telling me that, but that second Sunday I was at church, you know, they told me even before I told them the story that, you know, that Sunday they had seen, you know, an angel over me. And then I told them, you know, about, you know, how, what was happening on that day, how God was really moving on my heart. And I was just like, you know, that's no coincidence right there. And I was just like, you know, really amen. And it was just so good. And so, you know, I really came to Korea with such a hard heart, and I really didn't know what I was going to do here. And I really wasn't ready, you know, for God. But, you know, when God is moving, you know, you really can't run away. And so, you know, I ended up coming to JSCM, and, you know, even with how, you know, I came, you know, like I told you guys, you know, after my last time leading worship, I was like, you know, that's it. You know, I'm done. And, you know, one thing is, you know, leading worship is one of my greatest fears. And, like, I've done it for the past 2 years at school, and it still is one of my greatest fears. And, you know, honestly, I've seen God bless me probably the most out of, you know, anything during my college years, you know, through my worship team, you know, through my times leading worship there. But still, you know, God really just, like, I don't know, in my heart, it's just so, I don't know, it's just such, I can't even describe it. And it just really is a fear for me almost. But, you know, during this deliverance retreat, you know, that's one thing that I really, you know, put into prayer to God. You know, to just remind me of, you know, my first time leading worship. And, you know, that's one of the greatest memories that I have. And, you know, during that time of worship, I really, really, you know, I came to God. You know, I came to that practice. I remember we first had practice for worship, that first time leading worship. It was my first time ever. And it was just, I was so nervous. And we had our practice, and it was terrible. Right? It's just nothing worked out. You know, nothing was, like, it was just unbelievably bad, and I was just, like, scared to death. I was like, how am I going to lead worship tonight? You know, if it sounds anything like this, you know, they're just going to boo me off or something. You know, that's kind of my thought, and I just remember that time, you know, even, like, before worship, we came and prayed together, and even after that, I was just so unsettled in my heart. And I remember this so distinctly, and, you know, I just went off and prayed by myself. And that's when God finally met me, and he was just like, you know, I've been here all along, you know. This is all me, this is not you at all. You know, just trust in me. And I remember that first time leading worship, it was one of the most surreal experiences I've ever had. And, you know, during that time, the only thing I remember that night is watching myself lead worship, right? And I remember as I was watching myself, God was like, you know, look, you're not there. It's all me. You know, just watch me do it all. And during the retreat, you know, God brought that memory back to me and really, you know, kind of told me once again, you know, this is not you. This is all me. You know, it's not you leading worship. It's not you there worshiping, but it's my spirit working through you. You just have to make yourself available. And, you know, I kind of forgotten that. And I had become so hard-hearted. And, you know, just during this retreat, during the last couple Sundays leading, you know, God has really changed that part of my heart. And he was just like, you know, you have to learn to trust in me again. And so, you know, that's kind of just my testimony about how I came to JSCM. Thank you very much.